Waltip Tulu Road Rage. We are back live from George Coleman. We apologize for the ghost of the machine. We're back in business. You want to get in, 654-7627. Ramona, we have miles to go. We have more game breakdowns. We really haven't even started. All we covered so far is Clemson and Virginia, and we've covered Oregon. We haven't even got to Utah yet, and I want to talk about that game and all the other games that are going to be played tomorrow. Go through the games the Carolina Lions make and pick them, but fundamentally they're all championships. They're all championship games, so we're going to cover them all. At George Coleman Ford, they have an Explorer, 2020 Explorer, leather remote start, Sync 3, 8-inch touchscreen, Ford Copilot 360. This vehicle is priced at just under $42,000, and it is available for lease at $397 per month. 10,500 miles a year, 36-month lease, $2,500 due at signing. If you were to finance $40,000, again, this vehicle is just under $42,000. If you were to finance $40,000, it would cost you about $600 a month. This vehicle is available for lease at $397 per month. Are you kidding me? Somebody's got to grab that right now. Right now. Let's get back to the phones. Then we need to get back to some business. It is Rudy, who always comes out to our events. Rudy, how are you?
Good, too. How you doing, my friend?
Good, Rudy. Appreciate you having you guys out there last night, as always.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We had a really grand time, no doubt.
We did.
But as far as Tiny, listen, I am terrified of Tiny. Let's get that out of the way.
He's not Tiny. No, but
he's a
very nice guy.
he is a nice guy, and yeah. I appreciate him, and I appreciate what he does for as far as the association he's with. I appreciate what he does for children. It really means a lot. So, Tiny, if you listen, I appreciate you, and I appreciate taking a picture with me. That's good. Yeah, but well, I'm not in a position to challenge Tiny. So Tiny, you're really a really awesome guy, and I appreciate what you do for charity.
Yeah.
It means a lot. It really does. It means a lot for what you do for charity. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Rudy. So, thank you, Rudy.
Anyway, yeah. Yeah. Hey, what about? My call is about Baylor and Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Do you see Baylor doing it again, or do you see Oklahoma doing what they do? So, and I appreciate you taking my call, Buzz. It's good to see you last night. And
same here, Rudy.
Thank you so much. All right.
Thank you, Rudy. Appreciate it. How you doing, Randy? I'm going to get to that game, Rudy, just a little bit. So just stay tuned. I want to wrap up with the Utah game. We'll get on to the other games. We're going to cover every game. We may be here till midnight, but we're going to cover every game. Brian, how are you?
Hey, Walt, this is Spud. Can you hear me?
Hey, Spud. Appreciate you getting in.
Hey, you almost had back-to-back snores when you came back to me.
Well, you have an excuse. You're always out running steps.
Yes. Well, today I'm up running the malls in Charlotte waiting on Miss Bud to come back.
There you go. But,
she's going to be coming around this corner in a minute. I'm going to have to hang up. But anyway, I was listening to you the radio, and I was cracking up when that guy was snoring when you came back to him. That gummy said, wasn't almost me, too. Lively entertainment on a Friday.
Thank you, Spud.
All right, see you.
All right, Spud, thank you. Yeah, Mike Francesa has actually fallen asleep multiple times while doing his show. Think about that. While he's doing his live show, he has actually fallen asleep multiple times. Certainly, that's never happened to me. And I've only had one caller all time do that, and it's Todd, and he's multiple times.
He must have a night job.
Yeah, he's got to work the graveyard shift or something, and has trouble staying up in the daytime. I don't know. All right, Ron, I want to get back to a discussion of Utah and Oregon, and we're going to combine it with the Carolina Alliance Bank stuff because we are going to run out of time. So you picked Utah in the deal, is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, I'm also picking Utah and. And let me give you the reasons why. Again, I'm fascinated by the matchup because I'm fascinated by the best offensive line in America going up against the best defensive line in America. That the highlight of this game tonight is the battle at the line of scrimmage when Oregon has the football and Utah's on defense, because Utah is clearly the best defensive line in the country. It's not even really close. And I think Oregon is equally clearly the best offensive line in the country. So I'm interested in that battle. But when I look at Utah, it's a senior oriented team. These guys came back to do this. There is some real similarity between Utah's team this year and Clemson of a year ago. And there are some distinctions, but there are some real similarities in that you have an experienced defensive front. Look, to try and understand Utah's talent, Utah has already had 6 players invited to the Senior Bowl. Utah believes that number is going to go to 8 or 9. That they're going to have 8 or 9 players invited to the Senior Bowl. That tells you who they are and how good they are. The scouting of the Senior Bowl is really good. They take it very seriously. And they're only bringing in players who they believe are going to be drafted. And when you look at Utah, the reason they're so good is the talent. There's talent. There's NFL talent all over this defense, and they're men. They're seasoned players. Many of them are seniors. You look up front for Utah, and it's Bradley Anae, and it's Fotu, and it's all these cats, and they're big and they're nasty, and they get after the quarterback as well. But you can't run on them. Nobody's running them all year. They're giving them like 59 yards rushing, which is just insanity. And that's why that matchup, Oregon is a team that wants to run. That's what they want to do. They want to run behind that offensive line. So there's your clash. But what's lost in this is that, you know, Tyler Huntley ought to be a Heisman candidate. Tyler Huntley's numbers, the only difference between Burrow's numbers and Huntley's numbers is Utah doesn't throw it as much as LSU does. Tyler Huntley's completing like 76% of his passes, and he's averaging 11.5 yards a attempt, which is actually more than Burrow. Burrow's at like 11. Huntley is either 2 or 3 in the nation in yards per attempt. So he's completing 76% of his throws, and at the same time, averaging 11.5 yards an attempt. That's impossible. That's literally impossible. This is a guy who should be being talked about in Heisman consideration. And the only reason he's not is Utah doesn't play that way. You know, Holly's going to throw the ball, you know, 22, 23, 24 times. Utah controls every element of a football game. And Moss is one of the 5 best running backs in America. And they have big-time speed on the outside. And they have a great return game. And they're great in coverage. Nobody plays better complementary football in this football season than Utah. Nobody is as experienced as this football team. This is an extremely dangerous football team. Dangerous to everybody in the field. If they get into this playoff, they are not going to be an easy out, even for Ohio State. Because, quite honestly, they're more experienced than Ohio State is. And they can match a lot of the things Ohio State does. Utah is not going to be an easy out for anybody. And, look, do I have respect for Oregon? Absolutely. I think Oregon should be unbeaten. I think you look at that first game, they were up 21-6. As I said, they played without their 2 best wide receivers, really without 2.5. And they put that game on ice. And then the Arizona State debacle was just that. When they finally started playing, you know, Arizona State couldn't stop them. But I think Mario Cristobal's conservative nature. Look, one of the things in this game, I think Kyle Whittingham is a big advantage in the coaching department over Mario Cristobal. And it's not to say that I don't like Cristobal. I do. But I think Kyle Whittingham has been doing it right at Utah for a quarter century. He has 11-2 bowl mark, which is the best in history by a wide margin. And he has always been able to get his teams prepared for a big game. Utah's been waiting for this game for a year. They lost this game last year to Washington 10-3. They were without Huntley, without Moss. They were without all their best offensive weapons. And the other thing to consider in that game is that Washington's only touchdown was a defensive touchdown. It didn't come against Utah's defense. Utah held Washington to 3 points in that game. Utah's defense did. I think this team has come back for this. These guys could have left for the NFL. 5 or 6 of these guys could have left for the NFL. It's a lot like Clemson from a year ago in that regard. They came back to do this thing, and I just don't see them losing to Oregon tonight. I think Utah will win, and I think they'll win going away. I think they'll pull away in this game, and I think they'll wind up winning this game 34-17, something like that. And I think the country will get a good look tonight against a really good Oregon team of exactly how good Utah is. That's what's going to happen in that Pac-12 title game tonight. Walter Petula Road Rage. We're live at George Coleman Ford. We have a bunch more games to cover. We've just getting started. We've covered Clemson UVA. We've covered Utah and Oregon. We'll cover the rest when we get back, including which 3 or 4 teams will be on Road Rage Upset Alert this weekend.
If you're a mattress shopping, you must go visit Engineered Sleep on Congaree Road in Greenville. Each mattress is made in-house, and their showroom has the most popular models for you to try out. Engineered Sleep makes your mattress shopping easy. Every local mattress order is delivered to your house, and setup is free. Buy local and buy direct from the manufacturer. Visit EngineeredSleep.com for more information. That's EngineeredSleep.com. Sleep like a lamb, rise like a tiger.
Crude LED display signs and virtual scoreboards offer peak performance with programmable, full-color, vivid LED screens at an affordable price. With multiple sizes available and carrying a 5-year warranty, Crude LED displays allow you to create your own custom message that is certain to resonate with your audience. Your business, church, or school can afford a multifunctional LED display sign. Let Crude LED show you how. KRUT-LED.com or call 401-8156.
Just as soon as you put your leftovers up for Thanksgiving, the holiday has begun. Make sure your carpets and upholstery look as sparkling as your decorations this season with Zero Res. Zero Res makes sure you leave your carpets and upholstery like new. Mention my name, Mickey Plowler, and get 3 rooms of carpet cleaned for just $119. For Zero Res carpet and air duct cleaning, call 864-558-7300 or book online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean.
If you have been arrested for DUI or any other criminal offense, you may be facing significant consequences and probably feel overwhelmed, embarrassed, and intimidated by the legal system. Do you feel like nobody understands what you're going through? Clemson's local attorney, Nick Lavery, is here to represent you and help get you through this tough time. Call today to schedule your free consultation. 864-654-3680. 864-654-3680. And online at nicklaverylaw.com.
At Twin Peaks, we believe nothing pairs better with our made-from-scratch menu than an ice-cold 29-degree draft served by the best-in-class Twin Peaks girls. Pair a signature Twin Peaks brew in a man-sized mug with the Carolina pulled pork sandwich for our version of a dream team. Or give the sweet and smoky ribs a shot. Whatever you choose, you're in for a meal worth cheering for. Twin Peaks. Eats. Drinks. Scenic views.
Truck savings continue at George Coleman Ford, where trucks cost less and travelers rest. Listen to this. A 2019 F-150 XL with 20-inch wheels and Sync 3 system. MSRP is $44,035. George Coleman Ford has it at just $31,950. That's savings, people. Never any hidden fees. Just top-rated customer satisfaction for nearly 90 years. George Coleman Ford.
Must finance with Ford Motor Credit. Offer good through 1-2-2020.
Chicken, bacon, cheese, and ranch sandwich on Texas toast, barbecue nachos, smoked wings, deep fried ribs. Hungry yet? Reuben's Food, Sports, and Spirits, Highway 81 in Powdersville, invites you to savor their menu. Start with all-you-can-eat wings 7 days a week, or perhaps a delicious meat and 3. Sundays, 11 until 2. Can't make it in? Reuben's can custom cater as well. Wings better than you remember from Chiefs. Reuben's, Highway 81 South, just off 153, 509-6312.
Hey, Tigers, this is Lake Cubbage with Lakeside Lodge Clemson, the area's first luxury condo hotel. And we can't wait to open our doors to you. Lakeside Lodge isn't just another hotel, and it's not just another lake house. It's the best of both worlds, top-of-the-line amenities like a pool, restaurant, and lounge with housekeeping and maintenance to make ownership easy. Visit our sales center at 906 Tiger Boulevard to learn more about this Clemson institution in the making. Lakeside Lodge Clemson, it belongs here, and so do you.
Be sure and join Coach Amanda Butler and your Clemson women's basketball team all season long in Little John Coliseum. The next game is coming up soon, and tickets are available and can be purchased right now on ClemsonTigers.com. Tickets are only $6 for adults, $4 for youth and seniors. 12 and under receive free admission. So check out Clemson women's basketball for some great family fun, and we'll see you soon in Little John Coliseum.
Hey, Tiger fans, it's the season of giving, so share with friends Clemson Blue Cheese. Made on campus and available in crumbles, wedges, wheels, and dressing, Clemson Blue Cheese is perfect for holiday entertaining, cooking, and recipes, and makes a super gift. Celebrate the holidays with Clemson Blue Cheese. Find it in Ingles Markets, select Bylos, and in specialty food stores across the Carolinas. Ask for Clemson Blue Cheese by name or order it online at clemsonbluecheese.com.
His bark is worse than his bite. It's Road Rage with Walt Daptula on 105.5 The Roar.
I was being sarcastic.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Every time I look into your loving eyes, I see love that money just can't buy. One look.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're the Roar. We're live at George Coleman Ford. You know, a couple things. One, in case you're wondering, it's normally Southern Rock Friday. It is not today because it is the anniversary of Roy Orbison's death. So it is Roy Orbison Music Day. Just, you know, the greatest to ever live. That's all. That's why. By the way, first class halt. If you own a Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota, and you're not going to first class halt, I'm not sure why. Look, their techs are trained specifically in your makes. They have expertise and experience to properly diagnose any issues your Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota might have. They use top-of-the-line equipment and diagnostic equipment. They keep those up to date. They offer a 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty. So if you move to California, they still stand behind their services. You know, here's the thing. Do you get this with your oil change? One, we test drive your vehicle before and after. Two, our master tech will rotate your tires. The service is not only included in your oil change, but performed by one of our master techs. Three, our master tech will also perform a complete brake inspection. We often see others just glance at brakes. We believe it's vital to take your tires off and measure your brakes to properly evaluate them. Four, we perform a complete 32-point inspection, which includes suspension, steering, fluids, lights, and so much more. This is why if you own a Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota, you need to be going to First Class Alt in Greenville, 2 Husky Court, 297-1212, and Anderson, 4135 Clemson Boulevard, 260-9600. All right, Ramona, we've covered two games. I think Utah wins tonight and basically doubles up Oregon, 34-17. Utah has held 7 of the last 10 opponents to their lowest score totals of the season, which is almost impossible. My expectation is that they will treat Oregon in a similar manner tonight.
Okay, what's the second game that we went over? That's the first game on the list.
Well, we went over Clemson and UVA.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
First hour of the show.
Right.
Were you here for that?
Yes, but I thought we were going by the list of the U Pick'em games.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we'll go by that. We'll go by that. All right. Steve, how are you?
Hey, Walt, how are you?
Hey, Steve, good. Appreciate you getting in.
Thanks. Did you happen to see the end of the Furman Auburn basketball game last night?
I did not.
You didn't. I just think we should get rid of replay because it's so ridiculous. They can't get it right. I mean, they had a play with 12 seconds to go in the game. Furman threw the ball up the court. Clearly went off the Auburn player's hand out of bounds with like 12 seconds left. And they called it Furman's ball. It went to the old replay, and they gave the ball to Auburn, and nobody in the country believed that was the correct call. And I just wish they'd just get rid of the replay, because it's gotten to where it's no longer indisputable evidence. It's whatever I want to call, or it might be, or it may be.
So I think it's ruining sports. I think it's ruining sports. It creates unnatural delays. Everything that follows from that point is something different that would have followed naturally. Invariably, we see it over and over again, as you describe. We see calls on replay that the proper calls are not being made. And we see officials who are succumbing to replay that they just don't want to officiate anymore because they have this crutch of replay in their back pocket. And it's incredibly damaging to the game. They don't adhere to time limits. They don't adhere to anything. I wish we got rid of it completely and that we could be adults. But, you know, we're just babies. You know, since we see everything in you know, 170 slow motion replays, we think that everything is easy to do and easy to call. I wish we would just go back to the human element, let officials officiate games, and just go back to playing sports and get rid of all that nonsense.
I do too. And if you get a chance, go bump just all over the internet. But just, I mean, the ball clearly changed direction when it hit the guy's hand. You know, it's not like there's no, and the Furman guy would not throw the ball four rows up in the stands just to be doing it. You know.
Yeah. I saw the highlight, but I didn't get to watch that game as yet. But I tend to agree with you. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll pass that along. Let's try to get rid of replay.
Yep. Thank you, Steve. You know, use whatever cliche you want. Genie's out of the bottle, but you're never going to put it back. You're not. Although, this is the first year that I've actually heard some commentator pushback based on particular games and the hideous number of stoppages and replays and that there's been some of that. So, I don't know. Maybe we will garner some momentum towards that. All right. Ramona, let's go to the next game on the Carolina Alliance Bank You Pick'em contest. By the way, do you have the final picks by everybody? Do you know what the breakdown of Utah Oregon was?
I do not. I looked for them a minute ago, and they're not there.
Okay. What's the next game on the list?
The next one is Baylor versus Oklahoma.
Okay. And who'd you take?
I wanted to take Baylor, but when I went to look at their games, because I didn't want to take Oklahoma, I saw that Baylor lost to Oklahoma, so I thought it would be smarter to take Oklahoma anyway.
Ramona. Wait a minute. Do you really not remember that when Baylor and Oklahoma played the first time, that you were the only one to take Baylor and that they led, you know, like 1-3? And I said, you're the only one who actually made the right pick, but it didn't turn out your way?
Right. It didn't turn out my way.
Okay. Look, Baylor, according to Westgate, would be an underdog against 12 to 13 different teams, including Oregon, on a neutral field. The problem with that is that all year long, people have ignored Baylor. All year long, Baylor has exceeded expectations. All year long, they've exceeded the number. And one of the reasons they've exceeded the number is this. In the last eight football games, Oklahoma has a -8 turnover differential. In those same 8-9 game span, Baylor is +16. +16. Baylor takes the ball away. That's what they do. It's how they win. And Baylor has by far the best defense in the Big 12. By far. I mean, not even close. Let me tell you something. The Lynch kid, they play an odd front at Baylor. The Lynch kid up front for them is J.J. Wattish. He's that dominant a player. He's 290 pounds. They play him inside. They play him outside. He rushes the passer. He's all over the football field. Baylor is the best defense in the Big 12 by a mile. Even in an odd front, they're the most physical defense in the Big 12. And they create turnovers. Oklahoma has been busy giving the ball away until last game against Oklahoma State, which is the first time in the last eight games they haven't turned it over. But Oklahoma State has no defense. They don't have the defense that Baylor does. Look, Oklahoma did not have CeeDee Lamb the first time. That's a big get back for them. Oklahoma, when they got going, totally controlled the game the last, 30 minutes of the game anyway. They had time of possession was in their favor, 40 minutes. They had 40 minutes time of possession. They're a team that has tried to run the ball more lately, tried to become more of a running team, finally starting to give the ball to Brooks, whereas before it was just Jalen Hurts as a one-man gang. They're finally starting to run the ball. Here's what I acknowledge in this game. I acknowledge that Oklahoma has more talent. I acknowledge that Oklahoma is far more explosive. I acknowledge that Oklahoma did not have CeeDee Lamb the last time. I acknowledge that when Oklahoma got hot in the game at Baylor, that Baylor didn't seem to have answers for it last game. And having said all that, I'm picking Baylor.
You're picking Baylor? Okay.
Yes, I'm putting Oklahoma in upset alert spot number 3. So they're not in one of the top two spots, but they're in upset alert spot number 3. I think the toughest team in the Big 12 all year has been Baylor. I don't think it's been a mirage. I think they are just significantly tougher than Oklahoma is as a football team, and I think they have payback on their minds. I think they should have won that game. I think they feel they gave it away. This game is in Texas. By the way, Oklahoma had a lot of people at the Baylor game when it was in Waco. I do not think that there will be a significant home field advantage. It's not on anybody's home field, but I think the crowd will be somewhat divided. I think Baylor people will turn out for this game. I mean, Oklahoma may have an edge in that regard, but let me tell you something. The guy's done the best job in coaching in college football this year is Matt Rhule at Baylor. It's not even close. You look at what Matt Rhule at Baylor, what are we talking about? Let me tell you something. One thing I don't like about this whole system is that we're going to have a team or more left out, and it's not fair. It shouldn't happen, and it'll be even worse if Georgia wins the SEC title game. If Baylor beats Oklahoma, and winds up going 12-1 and doesn't get to go to a playoff, then you don't really have a playoff. You have a charade. That's the way it works. And the same is true. The inverse is also true. But the Baylor story is so unbelievable. 2 years ago, they won one game. Matt Rhule took over a cesspool. He had to clean that place up. He had to knock it down to build it up again. A year ago, they were getting physically mauled by Duke in a bowl game. A year later, they're doing the mauling. What Matt Rhule has done and his staff have done at Baylor it's just unbelievable. Now, again, I acknowledge Oklahoma has all these advantages. I do. I acknowledge it. And if that plays out and that winds up being the deciding factor, I won't be surprised by that. But Baylor has something else. There's something to this group. There's something to Matt Rhule's group. And there is a toughness and a grittiness to them that I think Oklahoma lacks. And I think they have payback in mind because I know that they think they gave that first game away, and they did. They did. And I think Lynch and his mates defensively are going to be out to beat Oklahoma. And Jalen Hurts in that first half, if memory serves me right, I think he turned it over 3 times in that first half. Now, in the second half, Oklahoma got their act together, but I don't see any reason to believe that Baylor, a team that's like plus 16 the turnover margin the last 8 games versus Oklahoma, a team who's minus 8 over those same 8 games, I don't think that plays out in Oklahoma's favor. Does Baylor have to win the turnover battle to win? Yes, they win it every week. It's part of who and what they are. And Tomorrow it's going to be part of who and what they are when they upset Oklahoma. Oklahoma is in the three slot, the third most likely team to face upset alert tomorrow. Give me Baylor to beat Oklahoma in a lower scoring game. I do not see the points that you had the first game. I think it's like 24-20 Baylor. I think it's a lower scoring game that Baylor controls in their defense, and Baylor upsets Oklahoma as like a 10-point underdog. Waltip Tula Road Rage. We'll take a quick break. Before we do, let me tell you about Lakeside Lodge. Lakeside Lodge, Clemson's new condo hotel under construction on Lake Hartwell. Pricing starts in the mid-200s. Financing's available. Highway 123 right across the lake from Clemson. It's a unique concept. Blends the ownership of condominium, the amenities of a resort, 118 residences is what we started with. I don't know how many are left now. Under 20, you have to act. Prime unit still available, but you don't have to do housekeeping. You don't have to do lawn maintenance. They have a farm-to-table restaurant, pool and hot tub, walking pass, fire pit, meeting space, fitness facilities, football field, tailgating area, view of the stadium, on the lake. I mean, are you kidding me? Go see Taj Boyd before you run out of time. By the way, you can rent out part of your unit while you aren't using it. You can rent it all out while you aren't using it. It's unbelievable. Go see Taj Boyd, 906 Tiger Boulevard, right next to Ruby Tuesday. You will thank me later. All right. Last week, Ramona, we put two teams on upset alert. Some didn't believe in them. Well, Oregon was one of them. They were in the two slot. They lost. Georgia was in the one slot. And every human being who watches that game, including every Georgia fan, knows they didn't win that game. They didn't. They were granted the game by the SEC. That's the worst hose job I've ever seen for an entire football game. And still A&M was driving to win the game on the final drive of the game. And as we said, the spread cover in that game would be cake, that Georgia was a 14-point favorite. So heed the upset alerts, and from a gaming standpoint, you can figure out what to do with them. Waltip Tula Road Rage, quick break.
Be sure and join Coach Amanda Butler and your Clemson women's basketball team all season long in Little John Coliseum. The next game is coming up soon, and tickets are available and can be purchased right now on ClemsonTigers.com. Tickets are only $6 for adults, $4 for youth and seniors. 12 and under receive free admission. So check out Clemson women's basketball for some great family fun, and we'll see you soon in Little John Coliseum.
Hey Tigers, this is Taj Boyd with Lakeside Lodge Clemson. This holiday season, we remember how blessed we are to have the support of our Clemson family. We can't wait to welcome you to our luxury condo hotel. You've never experienced Clemson quite like this. As we prepare to open our doors, we want to say thank you. Thank you for your support, and we look forward to seeing you at Lakeside Lodge for game day, lake day, or any day. Come see us at 906 Tiger Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesday, or online at LakesideLodgeClemson.com. Happy holidays, and go Tigers.
Dealing with a messy property after a renter, home sale, or eviction is frustrating. You don't have the time to haul away all the junk, but need it cleaned up to turn the property over to new tenants, and fast. Call the pros at Absolute Waste Management for a quick cleanup. All you have to do is make the call. They handle the rest. The crew lifts, loads, and disposes of unwanted clutter and junk at the best price. Absolute Waste Management takes the stress out of junk removal. Call today, 864-266-7131.
No one plans a plumbing problem. Lucky for you, Roto-Rooter is there 24/7, 365, just like they have been for over 30 years. Locally owned by proud Clemson alumni, they'll handle anything. Plumbing inside or out, home or business, from sinks to disposals to septic tanks. They are the experts, serving the upstate and western North Carolina. Call 288-7686 or online at rotorooter.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Don't just trust anyone with your vehicle. First Class Halt Techs have over 175 years experience. Factory equipment, 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty, and free shuttle service. Friendly service in two locations, Clemson Boulevard, Anderson, and Roper Mountain Road, Greenville. FirstClassHalt.com.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
Hey, Tiger fans, it's the season of giving, so share with friends Clemson Blue Cheese. Made on campus and available in crumbles, wedges, wheels, and dressing, Clemson Blue Cheese is perfect for holiday entertaining, cooking, and recipes, and makes a super gift. Celebrate the holidays with Clemson Blue Cheese. Find it in Ingles Markets, select Bylos, and in specialty food stores across the Carolinas. Ask for Clemson Blue Cheese by name or order it online at clemsonbluecheese.com.
Jimmy was taken off his metformin in less than 90 days on the health dare. Chet and Kathy no longer use a CPAP machine. Ted lowered his cholesterol and lost 87 pounds of fat. Huck and Nancy lowered their blood pressure. This season, give the gift of health to someone you love, because the second health dare program is free. Don't do this alone. Grab your spouse, parent, or a friend and book your consultation today. Go to iDareMe.com or call 1-877-IDAREME. That's iDareMe.com.
Winter's chill is here again, but no matter what the season brings, you can be warm and comfortable with a highly efficient Coleman furnace. Known for rugged dependability and tremendous value, Coleman products stand the test of time. Plus, every Coleman unit is backed by an industry-leading warranty. Call Roland Services, your local Coleman dealer, at 864-360-2822 for a free evaluation of your heating system and learn how you could save up to 50% in energy costs this season.
Amici. Pizza, wings, and friends. So why not leave the house tonight and come home? Visit us online to find your neighborhood Amici. Amici. Come in, grab a bite, relax.
No one's better than Walt's Death Doula. Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
Can we just bring it down a notch?
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Pretty woman walking down the street, pretty woman, the kind I like to meet, pretty woman.
Welcome to the Road Rage live from George Coleman. We're going over the conference championship games, giving you predictions and thoughts on them. I have Baylor, I have Oklahoma in upset alert spot number three. I think that Baylor has a great chance to beat Oklahoma. Look, there's another scenario where Oklahoma's offense is just too much and they blow Baylor away from a scoring standpoint. As I said, they certainly have advantages, but I think the advantages they have are negated by their turnover-prone nature and by the toughness of Baylor and Baylor's ability to create short fields. And this is how they win. It's how they've exceeded expectations all year. So I have Oklahoma in that three spot in the upset alert category. I think there's a really good chance that Baylor wins. If Baylor is to win, I think it has to be their style of game, and I think that'll be a lower scoring game than it was last time. I think Baylor can control Oklahoma. I have Baylor winning the game 24-21. 24-20, excuse me. Let me tell you about Harry's. Look, what guy in your life are you shopping for this holiday season? We're hard to shop for. Here's what we don't want. We don't want these dull cliche gifts. We don't want socks. We don't want ties. And we certainly don't want a wallet. If we want a wallet, we have a wallet. And it's broken in and we like it the way it is. We don't want your new wallet. And you're going to pick out something, some color that we don't want either. So just don't do it. Just go to Harry's and get us what we really want. A gift that's thoughtful and practical. What I love most about Harry's is the flexible hinge. Glides across the contours of your face. There are never any cuts or burns. Listeners of my show can get $5 off any Harry's shave set by using code WALT at harrys.com. Free shipping ends December 16th, so you have to act now. Harry's bought the German factory that makes the finest blades. The blades are engineered to last, backed by 100% quality guarantee. Holiday sets at Harry's start at just $20. That's within Secret Santa limits. Also, Harry's blade refills are as low as $2 each, so you're going to save all sorts of money. The gift, the holiday gifts come in a handsome holiday gift box, and we need this because we don't wrap. We never went to a wrap in college. We males have no idea how to wrap. You don't have to wrap Harry's gifts. You don't. As a special offer for fans of the show, we've partnered with Aries to give you $5 off any shave set, including their limited edition holiday sets, when you enter code WALT at harrys.com. Plus, you get free shipping. Each Aries shave set comes with a weighted handle with an option to engrave, 5-blade razor cartridges, foaming shave gel for rich lather, travel cover to protect your blades, packaged in a handsome holiday gift box. Free shipping ends December 16th, so act now. Just use code WALT at harrys.com. Code WALT at harrys.com. All right, Ramona, onward and upward.
Okay. Up. Oh, wait. I can't find.
Is that Walter on line one?
Yes. Okay, man, here we are.
He is brilliantly named. Let me go to him. Hey, Walter. Walter, what's going on, Walter? How are you?
All right, Walt. How you doing?
Good, good. Congratulations on your name.
You called a lot. I want to tell everybody out there that's listening, you said to look out for Utah at the start of the season. Watch for them, and I've been doing that. And they do have the best defense there is, by far. There'll be a lot of NFL scouts looking. Plus, when Oregon played Washington State, NFL's looking at that Sewell, that's the guard, offensive guard.
Tackle, yeah.
Like 6'5", 325, 350, something like that. There was 14 teams from the NFL looking at him on that one game right there.
Yeah, the Oregon offensive line is the best in all football, and Sewell is the best of their offensive linemen.
I'm like you. I think with a quarterback passing and running of Utah and their defense, Utah will win tonight. And I think Baylor will handle Oklahoma probably without any problem. I think they'll put it to them tonight. I mean, tomorrow.
I like it, Walter. I like it. Yeah, I like it, Walter.
Clemson will win. I think App State will win. Ohio should win. Of course, that could be upset. I don't know. They have a couple of turnovers. But
That's the factor in all these games. It's true. I mean, explosive plays, turnovers, these are the things that decide games. And it's cliche a little bit, but it's still as true as ever. Penn State hung in that game at Ohio State, the only team to hang with Ohio State all year, in large part because Ohio State turned it over three times in that game.
Yeah, sure did. But yeah, that'll be a good game tonight to watch. I'd love to see Utah in the Final Four. I think it'll surprise a lot of people.
I'm with you, Walter. I appreciate the call, Walter. Yep.
Yeah.
You have a great weekend.
You too. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Walter. Good job. Yep. Yeah, I mean, that's how I see it. I just think, the one thing is the stage. This is a big-time stage for Utah. And, there's this other element that, you wonder how Utah will handle it versus how Oklahoma will handle it, which is this need not just to win, but to win in somewhat impressive fashion. I mean, again, to me, Oregon should be a 12-0 football team. So to be talking about the need to beat them in impressive fashion, I mean, that's asking a lot. It's asking a lot. It's also asking a lot of Oklahoma to beat Baylor in impressive fashion or vice versa. And yet, so we're talking about more than just winning. These teams are all here for a reason. These teams are all playing in these championship games because they're all good. So this notion about, having to win, it'll be interesting. And what we think tonight let's just say, for example, that Utah wins in an ugly weather game and it's competitive and they win, 23-17, all right? And then that might generate some response tonight, like, well, they weren't that impressive. And then tomorrow you might see Oklahoma lose or something of that sort, and then your opinion might be completely changed. But I think Utah's going to take care of business tonight. I think they're better. Does Utah have a weakness? Yeah, there is one weakness. It's their offensive tackles. I don't think their tackles are very good. I think frequently they're a little bit slow-footed, and I think frequently Huntley has to use his ability to extend plays because of those tackles. But Huntley's so good in that regard that he is able to negate that stuff, you know, so they sort of have an answer to the one weakness. The one weakness being their tackles aren't especially athletic. But the answer to that is Huntley is. So the one weakness they have sort of a built-in fix for. The lines are getting jammed again, Ramona, but we got to do a couple of these games as well because I want to get through to this. I'm coming to you guys on the phone line, so don't go anywhere. First up will be Jim in a couple of minutes. Ramona, who's the next game on the docket?
The next game is Miami of Ohio, Central Michigan.
And what do you do in this game?
Miami has 5 losses and Central Michigan has 4. And Central Michigan is favored, so I took Central Michigan.
Yeah, I also took Central Michigan. I like the way they're playing. I think they're playing pretty dominant football. I don't know where it came from, but they're playing pretty dominant football, and I just think they're the better team. And I expect them to win this game. I'm not going to break every element of the game, but I think Central Michigan has been scoring a lot of points recently, and their defense has been playing better. With one exception, they've been pretty much blowing people out, and quite honestly, that's what I expect in this game. I think Central Michigan will win and cover. All right, what's next?
The next one is UAB and FAU.
Yeah.
I don't know either one of these. Not that I know them all, but you know what I'm saying? So yeah. I went ahead and went with the favorite, which is FAU.
And you know who coaches them?
No.
Lane Kiffin.
Is that Florida Atlantic?
Yes.
That's Lane Kiffin?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And Bill Clark coaches UAB. And, you know, Clark, I thought, had a total rebuild this year on defense. And astonishingly enough, they're in the top 5 in most defensive categories. They have, you know, they lead their league in sacks. They have like 45 sacks. Their front 4 is the best in their league. I have no idea how they've done all this again. But that guy has done an amazing job, an absolutely amazing job at UAB. Meanwhile, Lane Kiffin is out there talking to other schools and the notions out there that he could go to a different school. Look, Chris Robinson, their quarterback, is a good player. And for the most part, he's played really well. That offensive line for Florida Atlantic struggled early in the year. I thought they got better during the course of the year. And with the exception of the Temple game, and they struggled in that game. My initial thought was Florida Atlantic, and I picked Florida Atlantic in that contest. But if I was going to put a fourth team on upset alert, it would be Florida Atlantic right now. I'm not feeling Lane Kiffin as we approach this game. I hope they win, only because I picked them in the Carolina Lions Bank You Pick 'Em contest. But as we approach that game, I'm putting Florida Atlantic in the 4th spot in the upset alert category because the more I think about it, the more concerned I am about the Florida Atlantic offensive line against the defensive line of UAB and just UAB's overall toughness. That team, Bill Clark has done an unbelievable job. If these teams like especially like Arkansas, are not thinking about Clark, they ought to be. It's a mistake. It's a mistake not to, because they should be thinking about Bill Clark. The job he has done at UAB is really, really nothing short of incredible. So I pick Florida Atlantic in the contest, but that's the one game I'm having second thoughts on. I'm the closer we get to that game, the less I like Florida Atlantic. And part of it, again, is this Lane Kiffin you know, making himself available potentially to other suitors and all these rumors that are surrounding Lane. So I'm putting them in spot number four in the upset alert category. Again, one the most likely, two second, three third, and four fourth, you know, sort of the way it works. All right, here's the deal. We're live at George Coleman Ford. We have free Papa John's pizza. We have free Papa John's brownies. We can feed you. There's still time to come out and see us. When we get back, it'll be Jim and Tim.
Safe at home plate in the Priority One Security Studios. WAHT AM 1560 Cowpens. WCCP FM 105.5 Clemson. Greenville, Anderson, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
If you're a mattress shopping, you must go visit Engineered Sleep on Congaree Road in Greenville. Each mattress is made in-house, and the showroom has the most popular models for you to try out. Engineered Sleep makes your mattress shopping easy. Every local mattress.